Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Lunchtime on a Thursday. Hope this finds you well. Lovely day outside. It looks like they've stopped the climate engineering, the geoengineering has stopped temporarily. Thank God for that. And I wanted to talk to you about a really interesting story I picked up, which I think it concerns the issue of mammograms and mammography, basically, which is the process of using low energy X-rays to examine the human breast for diagnosis and screening. And as you know, most British women are encouraged to go and get their mammograms to keep them healthy, right? So we're going to get to that topic. Before we do that, thanks as always to you for downloading this, and thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. So mammography, it's very important. It's really important women do this, right? Well, is it? Is it? Because I read with interest that Switzerland is the first country in the world to ban mammography as a routine procedure. So that's interesting. Apparently, also screening services are being reduced or suspended in places like Italy and Australia and parts of Canada as well, and parts of some of these countries. And why might that? I mean, surely it's counterintuitive. Surely you want women to go and get, you know, their mammogram, and that'll make sure that they are, everything's going to be good. Well, here's a couple of very disturbing facts, which should give us all cause for thought, whether we're female, you know, or if we're married to women, or just, you know, here's the stats. 50 to 60% of positive results are incorrect. So being diagnosed with breast cancer in 50 to 60% of cases proves it was not even there at all. So that's not good. Upon the actual mammogram examination, the breast is compressed with a large weight of 10 kPa, and then a healthy, very sensitive mammary tissue is bombarded with radioactive radiation. This stimulates tumor growth and spreads of metastases. A study done of 690,000 records show that a large number of breast cancer in completely healthy women after mammography. Now, that's the information I've seen. If it's wrong, please correct me. I'll try to always make sure that the information I put out is 100% accurate. But I mean, I thought that was really interesting that Switzerland has taken this particular stance based on scientific information, you know. And I mean, I have checked it, and it says Switzerland does not entirely ban mammography. Well, some of the cantons actually have. And furthermore, the Swiss Medical Board has recommended no new systematic screening mammography programs be introduced, and that all forms of mammography screening be evaluated for quality. So, you know, I think it's on the way out in Switzerland, even if some cantons want to persist with it. So I thought, you know, this is an interesting example of how something that we all take for granted, you know, every one of us, I'm sure, thinks, well, it's very sensible to go and get your mammogram. But is it? Is it? Is this another medical scam? Is this a bit like, oh, go and get your COVID jab. It's good for you. Make sure you get your booster. Stay up to date. Make sure you get your children inoculated with about 100 different vaccines. You know, evidently the Swiss Medical Board takes issue with this. And if the Swiss Medical Board, and, you know, over the years, I've got to know a lot of Swiss people. They are a very cool, calculating, logical people. And I don't think they would rush to suddenly remove a facility like this as a systematic procedure if they didn't have major concerns. And if there's major concerns that affect Swiss women, well, I'm sure they affect UK women, Irish women, you know, American women, wherever women are, it's if they go through this procedure. So it's a question of, you know, the actual process, the dosing of radiation, and, the consequences of that on the human female breast. So it's another example in my mind of how we have to be so careful of modern medicine and the things that are held out as essential. You know, yes, you know, do this, do that, get your test, get your screening. I would have issues with all of that now, to be honest. You know, it's another reason in my own world I want to stay away from the NHS in every which way I possibly can. I see no reason to go to the NHS, and I see that, you know, if I should be responsible for my health, and obviously if there was a real problem, then there's an argument to go and see about it. But the Swiss have obviously taken this very clear-minded decision, and that is it's auguring in the end for mammography, certainly in Switzerland. I wonder, will the UK ever follow, or do we not really care about these things for our women? Thanks for listening.